The consolidation of the seed industry from the days that I was first there, which is we're talking like the 80s, and it was already beginning, which is what I was, I guess I think I was one of the first people to write about it, at least in a kind of more popular magazine. And since that time, the consolidation has really accelerated like beyond a level that anyone could have imagined. And that was spurred forward by the tightening of patent laws, which one after another, and I of course described this in my book, one after another, the Supreme Court decided to strengthen the ability of companies to patent living organisms. You know, before the mid-80s, you could not go patent a living organism. You could not go patent something that actually changes generation to generation. It changes subtly, you know, like a living organism changes in subtle ways. But suddenly, due to a couple of Supreme Court decisions in the 80s, you could suddenly patent living organisms. And that's what the seed companies, which later became chemical companies, began doing one after another. And it was that which encouraged the radical consolidation of the seed industry.